Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
There's more people today. Okay.
How y'all guys doing?
Good.
I'm just happy to see y'all, that's all.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Got a win today, so we good.
How are we, guys?
Hey, did you guys think you had a size advantage inside, and how did you exploit that?
What?
For you, big fella. You're the one that's about me in the paint.
That's just been, like, the key. I mean, when the ball go inside, you know, it's usually they double down. Someone gets a wide open three, or if they play me one-on-one, I try my best to get a quick bucket. So,
what was it about the entries inside that we're working tonight, whether it was an angle or just be more?
They was fronting the post a lot, so we had to get it over the defender and make sure that the weak side is not all the way helping, or unless we had that corner pass we was getting tonight. So it figured out how they playing, and we just executed.
Did that seem like kind of a weird game, because there was never more than like 6 points between you guys for 35 minutes, and then you won by 20?
Oh, yeah, they came out scrapping it there. Seattle U came out playing it there. They ain't backed down from no competition. We just out toughen them late in the game, that's all.
You know, when like he's playing like that, how do you balance, you know, trying to force the ball inside as opposed to going elsewhere and like being patient?
Oh, we got to feed him. He's open. You see what it happens. He's 20-point game every game, 20 points a game. We just feed him. He's going to make the right decisions. That's what we trust in him. He's going to make the right decisions. Everybody else going to make the right decisions.
You get more comfortable, Isaiah, just more games you play at this level and the different types of defenses and the way they're trying to guard you. Are you getting more comfortable with that?
Yes, sir. It's just I feel like all it is just patience, trusting my teammates, my coaches, and not speeding up. I know my teammates have my back, and they trust me to catch the pass when they throw it in.
You talk about not speeding up. What are the keys for you to – is it just do you have to mentally think about it?
Or? I mean, Coach Dollar puts me through like a drill in practice, whether I'm getting doubled and I just have to make reads out of it and stuff like that. So things like that help, and credit to the coaching staff. They're preparing us very well.
First half turnovers again, a problem looked like, Ronnie, in terms of you guys. I think you had 9 at the half.
We had 9 at the half?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Did it seem like it?
It didn't seem like it. It seemed like the game was going slow. That's what it seemed like. But I didn't know we had 9 turnovers in the first half. That's probably my bad. I got to control the ball and control my team.
How hard was it to be patient with this game and to just kind of let things sort of take care of itself at the end?
That's what you do. You know, it's they're kids. And we just, you know, CLU came out and they were playing really, really hard. Felt like our guys, we just looked a little lethargic and on defense, and they executed really well. We were settling for jump shots a lot. We only got one offensive rebound. You got to credit Seattle U's game plan. They did a really good job. Second half, we had to be more aggressive. We had to take the ball to the basket. We had to get it inside. We had to try to get to the foul line. And then most importantly, we had to get some stops. You know, they were doing that, and our guys did a really good job, I felt. And it was, took a long time to kind of get that separation. But then when we did, it was good. We're in control.
How special is it to have a guy like Isaiah Stewart that can just go and get you a basket pretty much anytime he wants inside?
Well, you know what? Even when you're trying to get him the ball and you're trying to get him to do that, he creates such a where everybody just collapses that it opens up for everybody. And you know, that's the one thing that we can do is you can settle for jump shots, which you can, and you know sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. And then you can also attack off that, which now creates some penetration, some fouls, and be aggressive, and it helps you on the offensive glass. But you know, he just plays hard for, you know, all the minutes that he plays, and just having his spirit on the court has been huge for us as a team.
Yeah, every game's an evolution for him being this young. Where do you feel like he's improved the most in dealing with that amount of attention and amount of defense collapsing on him and being the focus of such a defensive
game? You know what? He's probably had to do that for a few years in high school and different things, prep school. That's the guy. And the thing that makes him special is how hard he plays and how hard he works. I think the biggest transition has been for him in college is there's a lot of physical players too, and that can take a toll on your conditioning. Sometimes I kind of question, am I playing him too many minutes in some of these games? But he's unique and special. And that's why he is who he is. But tonight, for the most part, some of our guys didn't have their best offensive games, but they did a really good job defensively, especially late, early. We weren't good, but started, evolving in terms of how are they trying to attack, staying in front of Terrell Brown. You know, he had that little move. He'd go like this, and he'd freeze you, and you'd think you had him. And then he would just go like really good players do. And, when you get a hot player like that, I thought Nas started stepping up and making it more difficult for him. He got to at the end of his shot clock late, and I think that was the separator.
Late in the first half, DeCampo for CRU went 80 feet uncontested. I had to think that might have caught your attention.
Well, we try to have a defense where we try to put a bigger guy on Brown, and Quad A was supposed to. It was a lapse. Quad A was supposed to pick up the king. He was like, do I got Brown? Well, we just told you to get Brown. And then he went, and he looked like he was the, what was that called, the Spanish, what are they?
Matador.
Matador. You know, he did the old Matador. Did you like that? That was a good Matador. He, but that kind of just seemed how that whole first half was. And that happened late, but. You know, the key to defense in a lot of ways is just being disciplined and staying in front of your guy. And, their whole offense is predicated on the Aloha, which is a great offense. It's all dribble penetration. And so those guys are trained to do what? Go downhill, get to a spot, and then guys circle behind and they pass it. It's very hard defense to defend. But we were trying to do some trickery, and the trickery didn't work so well.
I've got a trivia question.
Sure.
I've seen guys change numbers from season to season, but you had one change one. Right in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
What happened there?
He just came in and he said he wanted to be number zero. And he said, do you have any complaints about that? And we said, no. So nothing of significance.
Why was it significant to him?
I didn't even ask him. Go like this. He just asked me. I said, I don't have a problem with it if you want it. I didn't say why. I just, is it open? Did a recruit have it? Whatever it was. But... you'd have to ask him. I don't know.
Is anything going on with Brian or Marcus?
Brian today was had the they thought he might have the flu, and so didn't want him to be around a team. Marcus, we're going to redshirt.
So. Is 11 offensive rebounds a concern? Giving up 11.
Yeah, I felt like, okay, so what happens in teams is when they space you out when you play a team that you're trying to take away the three and they've got five guys on the court, a lot of times the center's going out here, and so there's a lot of long shots. Long shots equal long rebounds, and we did a really poor job of five guys coming. It was like the leaking. It was guys running out, and something that we've been focusing on in practice, and that's where we knew, I knew in our minds, like, we just weren't there. To the level that you have to play against a team like that. And in the last, I think it was the last 10 minutes, we out-rebounded them by 15. So it was finally like all of a sudden, like, it's like you're a psychiatrist and you're at the end and all of a sudden like snap or whatever, hypnotist. And all of a sudden they just, Isaiah started rebounding, Jade Mack started rebounding, and we started holding them to one shot, which was huge. They got a lot of second shots where they got another 20 seconds on the clock. We've definitely got to eliminate that.
So are you in good shape going to Hawaii? You're probably going there as the favorite because you're the only ranked team in that field.
Yeah, rankings, all this stuff. It's really about matching up to certain type of teams and styles, I think. There's going to be great games, great challenge. We've had those nine practices or seven out of that 9 days. You want to play against others. Even I was concerned when we had those four games in 7 days or 8 days. And so... but it was good to get on the court and play. And that's how I think we're going to get better. It's going to be actual game experience in those games. And there's a lot of great competition. It should be a great tournament.
You've had seven home games in a row here. And yeah. Aside from not being Gonzaga, yeah. Did you accomplish
I think so. Our fans have been incredible. Like even tonight, I thought it got loud for us. The support that we got up until the Gonzaga game, I thought was awesome. So I applaud the Dog Pack and our fans for coming out. You know, it's obviously you want to be undefeated at home. You want to protect the house. But our biggest focus, you know, I wish we were 10-0. So I'm not happy about that, but we just got to move forward and try to get better tomorrow. And that's what I told these guys. We've just got to focus. We can't get ahead of ourselves. We've got the talent. Now we just got to teach better, coach better. They've got to work harder. We've got to come together. There was still some – it was a little bit better in a lot of ways, but in the first half, the 9 turnovers, it was carries. And, you know, we've got to eliminate those.
Couple more guys.
When you – look at Quade and his night tonight. Is it kind of a you talked about his shooting for a long time. Is this kind of a function of what you expected to see when he got comfortable in his role?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, not that, you know, he averaged 9-5 at Kentucky, played in a big-time league of schedule, shot 40% from three, and I've seen him in high school where he would take over games. I thought he was really showed a lot of great efficiency tonight. You know, he got an open shot. He's a heck of an open shooter. I felt like he passed the ball and not turn it over. I thought him and Elijah, if you combine their minutes, I think they had seven assists and only one turnover. You know, I thought Elijah did a great job coming off the bench in that position. You know, I just, you know, he's a special player. He's a gamer for sure.
The thought behind deciding to redshirt Marcus.
Just right now, with the way that we're playing, I just felt like, you know, Elijah's getting those minutes. He's a really good player, and you don't want to waste a year for a really good player.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.